Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Reinvesting for Beginners: How to Get Rich in Real Estate Without Owning a Single Physical Property. Bloop Beat Inflation with Consistent 9% Dividends is a beginner-oriented finance and investing guide focused on real estate investment trusts, or REITs. Written by Freeman Publications, it introduces readers to the basic structure of REITs, how they allow individuals to gain exposure to income-producing real estate without buying buildings directly, and why they are often used for passive income and portfolio diversification. The book is positioned as an accessible entry point for readers who want real estate exposure but prefer the liquidity, simplicity, and lower capital requirements of stock market investing. Its purpose is educational and practical to explain how REITs work, how dividends are generated. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how REITs let investors access real estate without becoming landlords. A central idea in the book is that REITs allow investors to participate in real estate income without buying, financing, or managing property themselves. This matters because traditional real estate usually requires a large down payment, ongoing maintenance, tenant handling, and long holding periods. The book explains REITs as publicly traded companies that own or finance income-producing real estate and distribute most of their taxable income to shareholders. That structure turns real estate into a stock-like investment. And which is especially important for beginners who want exposure to the asset class but cannot or do not want to operate rental property. The book also emphasizes liquidity shares can be bought and sold on an exchange, unlike physical property that can take months to transact. This makes REITs a more flexible entry point for those building a first portfolio. The practical implication is that real estate investing becomes accessible through brokerage accounts rather than through property ownership, which lowers the barrier to entry while preserving the core income characteristics of real estate. Secondly, why dividend income and the 90% payout structure matter? The book places heavy emphasis on REIT dividends as the main reason many investors consider the asset class. Because REITs are required to distribute at least 90% of taxable income, they are structurally designed to pass cash flow to shareholders instead of retaining most earnings for expansion. That makes them different from many ordinary companies and helps explain why income-focused investors often find them attractive. The book uses this dividend framework to show how REITs can serve as a source of regular passive income and, when dividends are reinvested, a compounding engine over time. At the same time, the focus on a high headline yield is not presented as sufficient by itself. The broader point is that dividend safety depends on the REIT's underlying cash generation, occupancy, and balance sheet strength. In practical terms, the book teaches beginners to think beyond the yield number and consider whether the payout is supported by stable property income. This is a useful distinction because a large dividend can be misleading if it is not backed by durable operations. Thirdly, understanding equity REITs, mortgage REITs, and hybrid structures. Another important section of the book is its breakdown of the main REI categories. Equity REITs own physical properties and earn rental income, which makes them the most straightforward for beginners to understand. Mortgage REITs, by contrast, provide financing to property owners and earn income from interest rather than direct rent. Hybrid REITs combine elements of both models. This classification matters because the source of income affects risk, sensitivity to interest rates, and business complexity. Equity REITs are usually easier to analyze because their performance depends on real assets such as apartments, warehouses, or retail centers. Mortgage REITs can be more sensitive to borrowing costs and spread dynamics, which may be harder for novice investors to evaluate. By distinguishing these structures, the book helps readers avoid treating all REITs as interchangeable. That is a practical advantage because it encourages better matching between investor goals and REIT type. A beginner seeking simple exposure and stable income will often view the distinctions as a foundation for choosing a more appropriate starting point. Fourthly, why FFO, debt levels, and management quality matter more than chaseable yield. The book encourages readers to judge REITs using fundamentals rather than by chasing the highest dividend yield available. This is one of its most useful analytical points. Since REA accounting is not best evaluated with ordinary earnings alone, the book points readers toward funds from operations, or FFO, as a more relevant measure of the cash flow supporting distributions. It also highlights debt levels, because REITs often rely on leverage and rising borrowing costs can affect both payouts and valuation. Management quality is another key filter. Since real estate portfolios require ongoing decisions about acquisitions, leasing, financing, and capital allocation, the deeper lesson is that income investing still requires analysis. A high yield can indicate stress, excessive leverage, or an unsustainable payout, not just opportunity. For beginners, This framework offers a way to avoid common mistakes and focus on business quality rather than surface-level income promises. It also helps explain why a REIT can be a good investment even if the dividend is lower than the most aggressive alternatives, as long as the underlying operations are more resilient and better managed. Lastly, using REIT ETFs and diversification to reduce beginner risk. The book also presents diversification as a practical risk control tool, especially for readers new to real estate securities. Instead of concentrating on one REIT, they recommend spreading exposure across property types and, for many beginners, using a REIT exchange traded fund to gain broad market coverage. This approach reduces the damage that can come from weakness in a single sector, such as offices, retail, or hotels. It also makes the strategy more approachable because an ETF removes the need to select individual trusts immediately. The book links diversification to reinvestment as well, since recurring dividends can be automatically put back to work to compound over time. Another layer is tax awareness. REIT dividends are often taxed as ordinary income, which means account placement matters. By combining diversification, reinvestment, and tax consideration, the book presents REI investing as a portfolio construction exercise rather than a search for a single perfect stock. That is valuable for beginners because it shifts the emphasis from speculation to process and risk management, both of which are essential for long-term participation in real estate markets through the stock market. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who want real estate exposure but do not want the capital demands, maintenance burden, or operational complexity of owning property directly. It is also useful for investors who want income-oriented assets that can be accessed through a normal brokerage account and held with greater liquidity than physical real estate. Its main strength is that it explains REITs in a simple, practical framework, what they are, how dividends work, why FFO matters, and how diversification can reduce avoidable mistakes. Compared with more advanced investing books, it does not try to overwhelm readers with institutional detail or complex valuation methods. Compared with generic personal finance books, it is more focused and specific. Staying centered on the mechanics of REIT investing rather than treating real estate as a broad theme, that makes it stand out as an entry-level guide for people who want a direct introduction to public real estate securities and a clearer understanding of how income, inflation protection, and portfolio diversification can fit together in one strategy. If you would like to support Freeman Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.